today, and thank you that we could come here and worship you, that we are free to do that. It's crazy to think, you know, us living in America, it's crazy to think that there's countries that this would be illegal, Lord, and it shouldn't be that way, because everybody should be free to go to you, Lord, and know the truth and know your love. We pray for that everybody gets that chance, that opportunity. And we pray for those who don't know you, Lord, that they might get to know you. We pray that your words be spoken here today, Lord, and that we could just learn from them. And it's not my words, but it's your words. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Do what?
I didn't know there were countries that
would
do this.
To make it illegal? Yeah, there's countries.
But what if you're Christian, but you don't.
Then most of them do like a secret church. They do like a home. It'd be like a home fellowship, what we consider home fellowship, but that's their church. And they'd have to do it in secret. Right, it is crazy, because it's always been legal for us, and it's awesome that it is, and we want to keep it that way. There is times that we don't know, and things are changing, and hopefully it will remain just like it is, right? A Christian nation. But it's kind of like the book of Revelation. You know, it can be scary. And I think there's a lot of scary because of the uncertainties, right? Things that we don't know for sure can be scary, right? The unknown can be scary. And because the unknowns is because it's of events that haven't happened yet, right? It's going over events that will be during the Great Tribulation, which means trouble, right? The great trouble. And it's not like great, yippee. It just means a lot. You know, it's like there's everywhere. There's going to be a lot of trouble. It's a time where mankind will be judged for their sins. It's a time when God slowly removes his grace from earth. But it's also a time that there's one more chance to choose God. God always gives us a way to escape, right? He's giving everybody one last chance. In Revelation chapter 9, 1 and 2, Mia? So the fifth trumpet toots, right? And a star falls from heaven. You know, this star is a he.
It's a it. Oh no.
No. It says him. He was given, or he, it says to him was given. So it's a him. It's a he. You know, another angel is the only one what makes sense. It's not Jesus, it's not the devil, but it's somebody God sent to follow orders. And he was given a key to the bottomless pit. Some translations will say this, the abyss is a bottomless pit, right? This tells us that whatever was down there was locked up, right? You need a key to unlock it. So you need a key, so it was locked up. Put in prison by God, right? These, whatever's down there is put in prison by God. God, we could assume that God was protecting us from them. but now it'll be free. A thick, black, smoky cloud arose from this pit, and it just covered up what light there was, right? And then we, yes?
Will Christians be here when this happens, or will this happen like after the rapture?
There is debate, but there will be some Christians. Now, whether they became Christians after the rapture, so that's a long thing, but there's a pre-trib relation, like people think there's people who don't rapture before the tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation.
Pastor Tony is pre-trib.
Right. Calvary Chapel, we believe in the pre-trib. So more than likely the Christians, it's hard. Revelations, so Eastern, the way they write things in the Middle Eastern is they're more concerned about events, not necessarily chronological of timeline. They're just, this happened. So when the revelation is like, did this happen, or is this kind of mixed together? Did this seal break and then the trumpet goes and then the seal, then the trumpet, or did it go all these seals and then the trumpets? We haven't done it yet, so at this point we're just kind of assuming, and this is the way John wrote it. So he wrote the seals, then he wrote the trumpets, and then there'll be some bowls. But so it's a hard question, because we'll see that there will be Christians during this time. So to answer your question, I didn't really answer it. Right, it'll be a scary time. And I believe there are some what will be saved and raptured up before, but there will be some that are left, a remnant left. I don't know, it's God's plan. So where was I? So God has protected us from these things, but now they're free. The smoke, it's black. Darkness is always represented sin, right? Light's good. In Revelation chapter 9, 3 through 3 and 4, Anastasia?
Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth had power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
Wait, so I have to have green?
Yeah, and paint yourself green.
Huh? You'll be fine.
Wait, so I have to have the seal of God on my forehead? But how do you get the seal of God? Do you have to like get it?
You guys stand.
God approved. Well, we talked about that, the seal of God. So that's if you believe in God, the Holy Spirit, and if you have the Holy Spirit working in your life, you're sealed by God. So there is a thought as far as a lot of things in the Bible, they could be metaphorical, as far as, sealed on your forehead, as far as what we're actually thinking about. Are we thinking about God? Are we constantly thinking about God? Do we have God's best interests in our mind? Is that the seal? Or is there something behind the skin and it's sealed and only spiritual beings can see this seal? Or will there be a tattoo at this time?
I don't constantly think about God because I can't think about God
when I'm asleep. Right. And there is... point, and we're only human and we're not going to be 24/7, but we should be, God should be in the forefront of our brain, right? Meaning we think about what would God want us to do. No, after.
Father,
so something like locusts, right? Yo, come out of this smoke, huh?
I thought it was pronounced locust.
Locust? No, locust. It's always in locust to me. They're very similar, and I don't know, and I think they could be grasshopper-ish, but they're just, in this region, they're called locusts, in this region, but there is, acadas, you know, there's these, down the valley, there's always these bugs, and they'd have this exoskeleton because they grew and stuff. Right. Well, and these bugs are like, have you ever seen a swarm of grasshoppers or swarm of bees? It's kind of crazy. It's like a big, it looks almost like smoke because they're just a moving smoke. Right.
Stop speaking like this. We're in the library. Shh. And then they're so loud. It's like, and the other person is like, we need to be quiet.
One time we were on our way home from, I think, like Colorado or Mexico or something. And the road was covered in grasshoppers. And, like, it was just,
right, and the windshield. Yeah, it's crazy when they come in swarms and like that. And I say like locusts because they're not normal locusts. Because locusts, they destroy grass, right? They destroy crops. They destroy grass. They destroy trees. Mainly it's the crops. Farmers hate them because they eat up all the vegetation. Yeah, but this swarm was told not to harm those things, to not harm anything green, right? But it was also told, do not harm anybody with the seal of God on their forehead. So, and if, like I was saying, is people with the seal of God on their forehead, that means there's Christians, right? So there is Christians around. Now, these creatures were allowed to attack whoever's left, which would be those people what rejected God, right? What put off God. Right? Well, what, just don't think about God and paint yourself green and we'll see how that goes. Okay, let me know. Now these creatures have been given the power of scorpions. Now, I don't know about you guys, but scorpions just look evil, right? Don't they? Yes.
I got bitten by one.
You did?
Yeah.
I was going to ask that. That's in the next chapter, but. They just look like. That's what they say. I think, Well, most of the time when they're smaller, they're baby, they don't know how to adjust their poison, they say. But for some reason, usually the bigger ones than scorpions, have you ever seen those big emperor ones? They're all black.
Yeah, those are less poisonous.
Right, that's what they say. I still don't want to find out. But they look like they're built to fight, and they're built armored, and they look like they're built to afflict pain. Huh? Really? Yeah. Yeah, I could imagine. In Revelations chapter 5 and 6, James.
And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. The torment was like the torment of a scorpion that strikes a man. Those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die and death will flee from them. Wait, so if the church jump off the cliff, the death will be like it.
So I was going to ask, does anybody ever been stung by a scorpion? But we already know Anastasia has. So how'd that feel?
It's not good.
It's not good. All I've heard is it's really painful. You know, have you ever seen those meat bees? But they have nests in the ground.
When I go camping,
go ahead.
When I go camping, and we usually see them all over the place.
Right. But you just get close to that net, and they're like, on you. And they sting you. Anybody's ever been stung by a bee?
Yeah.
Really?
Stung by a bee and a wasp.
Huh?
I'm terrified of bees. But.
No, there's a good reason to. They hurt. Bees are different. These, like meat bees, they're kind of like the yellow jackets, our wasps.
Yeah.
Those things are just mean.
We get a wasp. What about orange ones?
Orange ones?
Are there like orange?
Like little orange wasps? I'm not sure. Right. I know which ones you're talking about. Yeah, I think those are more like a wasp. And I think they just have like an anger issue. Yeah, just like little sisters, they're just mean and they attack.
Just like on them. It looks like a big
Right, right, it does.
I found one in my garage yesterday.
Oh, really?
I didn't know what it was, but it looked like a bee because it had the black stinger, and it didn't do anything. It was just crawling around the floor, so I just crushed it with something, but somehow it's still
alive. No, insects are strong because they have like that exoskeleton. But what jumps on your face when you're sleeping and scratches you?
My cat has a cage. My other cat.
Your cat what?
My house cat is in a cage.
Oh.
And my outside cat is
outside. Right, right. And for some reason, don't their claws feel like they're poisoned, but they're not. And I think it's the litter.
I let baby animals just chew on my fingers. How do they feel good? Maybe not good.
I think it's the litter. I don't know.
No, it just feels like a regular scratch, like when you get scratched by a bunny.
Cats are very, I got infected. Like, I got scratched. The next day, I had an infection. Like,
they're very dirty. But all those things would pale to the scorpion, right? Scorpion's most painful?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. They do. But these things, so they're more painful than all these other little stings and bites. That's good. You know, but these creatures are not allowed to kill. Only torment. It's no big deal, just torment. And it's only 5 months. Just man up, right? So much pain and torment that people would rather die than suffer. It could be. It's a lot. So they'd rather suffer. But this idea of escaping pain by killing themselves, you know, that's a thought of demons.
If they die.
It's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Right?
Actually, dying is worse than 5 months.
Because you're going to apply pain. It doesn't get rid of pain. So do not let the
just
demons,
fly.
Huh?
Just fly above.
Just fly above. Don't let demons deceive you in thinking that you're getting rid of pain by taking your life, because it doesn't.
If they actually didn't kill themselves, then that would actually be worse, because then that would go to endless torment.
Right.
Just 5 months.
Yeah.
I'd rather just and, 5 months.
And we see that death eludes them, flees from them. So God. So, and then Revelations, and this is a long one, really long one, chapter 9, 7 through 10.
Okay,
James?
Again. Okay, the shape of the
heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth, and they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and they found their region with seven chariots with many horses running in battle. They had tails of scorpions, and they were stingers in their tails, stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months.
Right? So John gives us some detailed descriptions, right? From this, and over the centuries, over the time, there's been a lot of different thoughts. You know, I've heard military helicopters. That's the modern day, what John's describing. You know, in my head, I picture the sound of the wings. Okay, that could be a helicopter. But everything else doesn't fit. Me. It doesn't really fit. Yeah. Now, unless John is this Picasso, has this Picasso size imagination and see these things in their weird shapes. But it also could be some mutant insect. Still, these descriptions would be pretty freaky to see this insect, this horse, lion, human head, long hair, wings coming at you. That'd be kind of scary. And maybe it should be scary. Other thoughts are that they're fallen angels, right? Fallen angels, in other words, demons. Right, the fallen angels became demons. Right, so in that, possibly this is more of a spiritual fight. And maybe that's why the ones that have God's seal on their forehead, keeping God in the thoughts, maybe that's what's keeping them safe and out of harm. John's details could be more about how these things act and how they make us feel. So like a horse prepared for battle. So Mia, horses, tiny, frail looking things. No, they're very big and strong, right? And if they were prepared for battle, so they'd be rushing at you. If a horse is rushing at you guys and you're just standing on the ground, you'd be like, oh, come, let's hug it out, right? No. Right. You don't be very overwhelmed. You don't be intimidated. This thing's going to kill me. Okay, maybe injure you, kill me.
If they don't die, that means they can break every bone in their body.
Right. The head crowned with something like gold. So they haven't been given all authority. They haven't given you the authority to kill, but they have been given some authority. So the crown's always been a symbol of authority. Now, faces like man. So there'd be intelligence behind this. Kind of a human intelligence. And you definitely should not, but maybe you feel like, maybe I could trust this person. Or maybe I could trust this face. Well, that's good. Keep that in mind. You do not want faces. Now, hair like a woman. Now, yeah. So don't get your ponytails in a knot. But women can be seductive. That means that they can make you do things you know that are wrong. They can make men do things they don't want to do. And then they look innocent while doing it.
It's so easy to do too.
So, yeah, that just like that. That's exactly what I mean. Now, teeth like lions.
All the rings
Speaking of rain, oh no, I was speaking of lion's teeth. Very vicious, violent teeth that could tear things apart, right? And very dangerous. Breastplate of iron. So it'd be armor, right? They'd appear invincible. That you could not harm them, and that you could not protect yourself.
You could just use some buckshot. What's that?
Oh. But it's really thick armor. Iron.
Right here.
They had helmets. But that's the way you'd feel. You see something coming at you, and it's all armored up. You're going, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So it's, right? Now, the wings, you know, they sound like horses running. Not just like, no, like a stampede. You know, it'd be loud. It'd be very intimidating, especially if you thought they were coming for you. The tail of the scorpion. Tail of the scorpion. Able to cause pain and torment. No, it'd be worse than what your sister has done to you. It will be worse. It will be worse. That's the scary thing, right? You should be scared now. In Job, not John, but Job. Job 7, verse 6. I don't want to be Job. We both have our complexes, right? But, Stephen, sorry, we need to get going. So before you ask, the weaver shuttle is on a loom. It goes back and forth very quickly. But whatever comes out of this abyss, it's attacking those who do not have hope in Jesus, right? And without hope, all what's left is despair. You know, days without hope are sad and quick. They just day after day, and it's depressing, right? No matter what James does. Revelations chapter 9, 11 and 12. Michelle?
1 woe is past,
behold,
still 2 more woes are coming after
these. So they do have a king, and he is an angel. So it is more likely a fallen angel. Some people will say archangel, so he's a powerful angel. But it seems like he's been locked away, so he's a fallen angel. Demon, a.k.a. demon, right? The names... Abaddon or Abion, I can't remember. I just looked it up.
Apollyon?
But Apollyon, no, the first one, the Hebrew. It's not Abaddon, but they add another one. But they both mean destruction. So usually, you know, powerful angels or demons, they have names. It represents what they do. So he's going to destruct. Revelations chapter 9, 13, and 14. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the sixth trumpet, you know, it sounds, and four angels bound at the Euphrates River. Again, fallen angels, they're locked up by God. They were bound, meaning they were locked up until this time. Once again, God's protecting us, and we don't even know it. Anyone knows where the Euphrates River is located?
No.
No? Geography?
River
No, it's in the same...
Next to land?
Oh, good job. That's what I was looking for. Iraq. Iraq, which used to be Babylon. In Babylon's empire, the Babylonian empire was always known to be against who? God, right? Always against God. And these are where these four demons are going to be from. In Revelations 9, 15, and 16, Mia? Oh my goodness, I need to get going. So they kill a third of mankind. That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
And then the army was 200 million strong. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people in that army. This threat is physical. This will be war. A demon army or a human army that is led by somebody evil are possessed, if you will, that's what it seems like. That's what seems like what's going to be happening here. In Revelations chapter 9, 17 through 19, Anastasia, you want to read that?
Does that mean babies will die?
I'm sure babies will be collateral damage. Yes, it's sad, but it probably will happen.
17 through 18 or 19?
I thought it was 19. Do you want him to read it? Yeah.
The baby had two
James.
Sons.
James.
And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth, blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smelling the moonstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire, and the smell of the moonstone came out of their mouths.
There's one more. There's uno mas. You're trying to get it, or should I just read it?
I can read it.
Oh.
Let's see who gets it first.
There you go.
All right.
Go.
The powers of the wrath of their tails, but the tails like serpents, have a hair, and
they do harm.
So
these descriptions John gives us, I could see him trying to describe modern tanks, modern helicopters, planes. Yo, he's just trying to put in their form back then. These are things that he probably never seen before. In this, I could see that happening. In Revelations chapter 9, 20 through 21. Anastasia, you want to read that one? Sorceries.
Sorceries or their
sexual
immortality or their
thefts. So God still wants everybody to change their ways and repent and turn to Him. However, the ones after one third of humankind is killed, the rest of them are left. They would rather worship everything in anything except for God. They do not want to give up their murders of the innocents. They don't want to give up their witchcraft, which is sorcery, which goes along with drug use. their sexual immorality, they don't want to give up. They're stealing things that don't belong with them, they definitely don't want to give up. How would they get stuff, right? Exactly. So they don't want, they would rather go through all this pain instead of looking for somebody what can take the pain away and give them hope. This chapter is a warning, a call to repent from evil. God has locked away things that will hurt humankind, right? But there will be a time when he will let these things free to do whatever they want. And it's not going to be good or fun. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Stephen?
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
God will forgive and show mercy. However, we do not know what tomorrow brings.
Hopefully some good food. I do.
Hopefully.
It burns school, and I don't like that.
You know, get to know the Lord when he is near. Do not wait. You know, keep God's seal upon your forehead. Michelle, can you close us in prayer?